Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Zero Res. Now, let's see. Let's see if we can do this, make this really simple. Ready? Okay. What does Zero Res do? Well, they certainly clean your carpets, and they certainly take care of tile, and they take care of upholstery. They do all that stuff. Do they do it well? Yes, I use them. KPRZ uses them. KCBQ uses them. Are they reliable? Yes. Are it safe for pets, kids, and allergies? Yes. Are the techs polite, prompt, professional? Yes. What's the dealios? You call 858-486-4100, and you can get two rooms for $99, and then if you give a can of food to the local food bank, you get up to a 10-foot hallway. Plus, you get the 30-day you gotta love it guarantee, which means they're not jet and wet, or wet and jet. I said that backwards. They're not those people where they just dump a bunch of water on there, they take it, they kind of just vacuum it up and go, hey, congratulations, it's clean. And the biggest thing about carpet cleaning, if anybody be honest, is a week after you do it, a week after, does it look just as good as it did when you did it initially? That's the key. Zero Res stands above everybody else in that one thing. You call 858-486-4100 or you go to ZeroResSanDiego.com and let them know that you heard it here on the David Spoon Experience, and they will give you an extra lollipop. Okay, I made that up. So what? What, I can't do that?
You know you're going to have somebody there. I'd like my lollipop.
Yeah, well...
Oh, well, what can you do? I'll buy a bag of lollipops. I'll give them to Brian. What do you want? Not our Brian, their Brian. Not the Brian K. Smith, the other Brian. Never mind. Can you imagine our Brian running a business like that?
That scares me.
That scares me. Hot topic right off the bat. I love these hot topics. By the way, we have to do a DDD. I haven't even done really a DDD. I talked about the president. And let me tell you something. I want people to know. I am not in the same group as the other people. You know, you got Republican and you got Democrat, and then you got Independents, right? So that's kind of what we have. Then we have those guys that are off the rails on either sides, because those guys and gals are there too. And then you got those of us who are like, we're Christian, we believe the kingdom of God is the priority, but we are thankful that we're born in America, we want to support the country, and we believe that we should do what we can to promote not just family values, but to walk the best walk we can. We don't support same-sex marriage. We don't support the government doing the cradle-to-the-grave mentality because it eliminates all possibility of achievement. We think it's ridiculous not to use a soccer ball when you play soccer, and we think hockey is cool. So it's like, if you think about the kind of people we are, we're also very, very committed Bible-believing Christians. And of all the things that we are, we're as honest as we can be, even when we're dumb. We at least say, hey, we're dumb. I mean, that's kind of we don't think, oh, we're just so cool. We're the coolest people ever. I don't want anybody to be like me. I want everybody to be like Jesus. So I don't have any problem. When you disciple somebody, typically the word disciple has to do with making somebody like oneself. What we want are disciples of Jesus. We don't need a bunch of me running around or a bunch of robo producer running around or, quite frankly, a bunch of you running around. We need a bunch of Jesuses running around. I mean, that's kind of where we want to go with that.
You want to hear a bad joke?
Well, sure.
If there was a bunch of Jesuses running around, it would be Jesus.
I never heard of that. So let me tell you. You want to hear a bad joke?
Of course.
It's called the solar industry. Here's why. Most solar panels, it has been discovered by the Pecan Street Research Institute, are facing the wrong direction.
What?
University of Texas at Austin, one of the top schools for energy and engineering in the world. Their latest research shows... You know, if a study says it, it must be true. The latest research shows most solar panel systems in the northern hemisphere are tilted to the south. On a daily basis, peak energy demand occurs in the afternoon and the evening. West-facing panels are better able to meet that peak demand. Here's now. If you don't think this is funny, you don't get it. Solar panels facing south. They're supposed to face west. Rip them up, boys. Pull them out. Turn them around.
Solar power doesn't work. We're not getting the amount of energy where it should be.
What is better than to figure out how to use some of the sun, but then put them in the wrong direction? I'm not sure how to respond to that. The solar panels are in the wrong direction. We'll turn the house. Just turn the house. Just pick up the house and turn it. That'll work. That's how we'll do it.
That's a bright idea.
It's got a lot of heat behind it.
You're on fire, David.
I'm feeling it. Just, you know, warmer. Okay. Here's something that you will be shocked to find out. I don't want you to, seriously, I want everybody to be taking a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Okay. Turns out the White House says the White House won't be fixed when they said it will.
There's a shocker.
So here's what I wrote. Now, you got to help me. This is the softer, kinder, gentler part. I put this. Government not doing what they said. Because my foundation is in government, my world has now been shattered. If there was only someone I could count on. Okay. That's right. And you're thinking, you know, you shouldn't be making fun of things like that. If you come on my show, I promise you I will make fun of you of equal merit. No question about it. How about that? Does that make you feel better? Good. Let's see what else is going on in the world today. Oh, this was precious. I love this. You know, some gifts keep on giving. There are a few gifts they just keep on giving. They're awesome. Representative Pelosi... Yeah, that's all I got to say. Everybody who's listening to the radio just went, oh, my. Okay, Representative Pelosi said this. This is what she said. Listen to this. This is a good one. I never met anyone who liked their insurance plan. Wait, hold on. Softer, kinder, gentler. Not one person out of 130 million people, not one single person anywhere like their insurance at all anywhere. Apparently the government loves their insurance. They're not willing to change. You know, I'm really happy to know that Representative Pelosi is going to Obamacare, because she must not like her policy either, and therefore she's going to be jumping on board. I think that's good. So that's enough of that, because, you know, you talk about Obamacare, you're just hoping that something works. You just want something to work at this point. Work, please, by all means, work. Byron York, you know who Byron York is?
I know the name, but I can't connect
with Washington Examiner. He says this. He said that the journalists, not only did they know that there was this, that, whatever, but many of the journalists who are called sympathetic journalists, that they knew, listen to this. This is not an indictment on Obama. This is not an indictment on the healthcare. This is an indictment on journalists. That the sympathetic journalists knew the cancellations were coming, but purposely remained silent. So the media, if you're wondering about the media, every piece of media you listen to. Now, don't get the bee in the bonnet. Every piece of media that you listen to has an agenda. Wait, hold on. To encourage people in their relationship with Jesus Christ, that's our agenda. We have an agenda. You know, you have an agenda, Dave. That's right. You're trying to persuade people to believe in Jesus. Correct. You're trying to get Christians to have more faith. Right. You're trying to encourage people to be stronger in their relationship with the Lord. That is correct. That's a bias. You're right. I'm not free from bias. I do this all based on one thing. If the earth stops right now, we all face eternity. I happen to think that it's better to do that in a relationship with God. That's my bias. If you don't like it, change the channel. Okay? If you don't like it, don't listen. But if you understand it, then you'll understand the media also has an agenda, a secular anti-Christ spirit, and against anything that's righteous agenda, an agenda that says 4.4% of the population should rule the earth agenda. Yes, that was a leg butt reference. It's like, really? Fine. Then support that. Listen to MSNBC. I mean, that's what you should be doing. Feed the flames and the fire. In my case, I want to feed the flames that get us away from the fire. See, I want to go away from the fire. See, get it? Fire, get it? See, funny. When we come back, I have the funniest list in the world. When we come back, I'm going to do a DDD, but not long after that, I've got the top 20 signs that proves you get your news from the liberal media. All too funny. You can't believe it. It's a funny parody piece. Yes, it is. But back with a DDD. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back. He was born and raised in the U.S. of A. He's government inspected, he's U.S. great. If you mess with the fact, it's like a slap in his face. He's American made.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Step out of the everyday and into the tranquility of the spa at La Costa, named the number one wellness spa in the nation. Come for a treatment and stay for the day. Visit the spa at La Costa in October and receive a $45 savings pass. Details at lacosta.com.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300. In security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
Our church in Lake San Marcos is pastored by Steve Beray, a successful Christian comedian and teaching minister who has taught his popular Bible for Dummies class for over 10 years. Steve's gift for making the Bible easy to understand is a wonderful blessing to people who previously had trouble understanding God's Word. Here's Pastor Steve.
Well, we named the church Our Church, like the time, Our, because we want people to know that they can come in on a Sunday morning and they can sit down and learn from the Word of God, like an appointment with God's Word. We even give our scripture references out in handouts to everyone to look up after they leave, and we don't have a whole lot of bells and whistles. We just teach directly from the Word of God. We even cover topics that our congregation requests, like what is Islam, what is Scientology, and what does the Bible say about heaven. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning. We're at the beautiful Lake House Resort in Lake San Marcos. We meet at 10:30 every Sunday, and you can go to our website for more information. It's ourchurch.org. That's H-O-U-R, ourchurch.org. And we'll see you on Sunday morning. God bless.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record in 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliburroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up. Vibrations, she's giving me
the excitations. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. You know you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Also go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Comment. That just proves it's a live show. And also follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because it's my handle. How long do I have in this one, Robo? I mean, is this a shorter one? I can never remember.
For you, David, and only for you, we have a clearance special on time. I'm going to give you 5 minutes.
5 minutes. I think what we're going to do is we're going to have to go to R&B. I think we're going to have to go to R&B because I got a DDD that's going to really freak some people out that has to do with Satan and demons and stuff, and people are going to be like, ooh!
You know, Jordan's sitting right here, and she has no idea that we even play R&B on the show.
Oh, well, play her some R&B so she can understand what R&B is on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, that's R&B, not for Rhythm and Blues, but Rocky and Bullwinkle.
She loved it.
That's classic. We're looking at today's Facebook post. Oh, I know you didn't see it. You didn't get a chance to see it. Oh, you ready? Oh, you're not going to like it.
I was born ready for the David Spoon Experience podcast Facebook post.
You're not going to like this. This is the one where I post this, and then after I post it, I go, yeah, I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm looking at it like I'm failing miserably. Anyway, here's the scripture, and then I did the question. So I'm doing scriptures and questions. We had some pretty good answers on the answers to the anchor. What does the anchor stand for? Here, listen to this one. This is a passage out of John chapter 11. I'm pretty sure it's verse 21 if you want to know a reference point. It says this, Lord, Martha said to Jesus, you know, I just realized something. Hold on. You know what I just realized? My devotions had to do with Martha and Mary. And isn't that funny that unbeknownst to me, the Facebook post before I got to my devotions was on Martha? Wow, that's kind of funny. Maybe the Lord's saying I'm a Martha. Okay, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Anyway, Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Remember that story? This is when Lazarus... for those that don't understand what happened to Lazarus, let's just say this. He kicked the bucket. He went over. He saw the shining light, so to speak. He took a dirt nap. Is that explaining it? He died, okay? And then Martha in her, and then by the way, before you fault Martha, Mary said the exact same thing. Exact. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. If you'd have been here, Lord, my brother would not have died. So the Facebook post question was this. Do we ever question God's timing and methods too? Do we question those too? In other words, Martha says to Jesus, you know, if you'd have been here, Lord, my brother would not have died. What she was doing was questioning his timing and ultimately the methodology of God. And the question for us is, do we ever question God's timing and his methodology that he uses in our lives? Robo producer, in your life, as you have looked over your Christian walk, have you ever questioned God's timing?
I'm not going to say all the time, but frequently, yes.
Did you ever question his methodology? Like, why are you doing what are you doing?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. I think this shows that you can be intimately connected to the Lord as close as Martha and Mary were, who were very close, by the way, very close, and still run into your faith moments where you say, well, why are you doing this when you're doing this? And why are you doing this how you're doing this? I mean, what? There's a questioning, not that you're doubting the lordship, but more the trust for the scenario.
Well, maybe you've already thought this out. Maybe that's why you're talking about it. Maybe God has already knows that you're going to do that. And because you question God and because you're questioning the timing, God gives you the answer. And then once you see why it took the course that it did, your faith is strengthened and you don't doubt as much next time.
It could be, and that could be a plausible approach to how it goes. So one of the things Jesus said is, I have told you this so that when it comes to pass, you may believe. It's interesting to note how he phrases that, because what he's saying is, I've told you this ahead of time, because then when it happens, you'll go, oh, I get it. You know, it's like, it's almost like he tells you ahead of time. Now, what we do prior to that getting it is we do a lot of like, well, if you'd have been here, well, if you'd have done it this way, as though we know, which is kind of cute in a sense, probably irritating to us in another sense. But the truth of the matter is, people as close to the Lord as Martha and Mary ask the exact same question in the exact same situation. Even if you're a Christian who's on the right track and you're doing pretty good and walking close, it's not all that unusual to run into a circumstance in which you might say to the Lord, why this timing? Why this method? But here's the response. He knows what he's doing. And Job said this, and it's of all things hard to hear, but of most importance. Though God slay me, yet will I trust him. Even though we don't get it, God does get it. Get it? Good. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we might stick spiritual, because I've got a story that I want to talk about having to do with demons.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
It's painful. It's stressful. It's the headache caused by being stuck in a cash crunch. At one time or another, it happens to everyone. You don't have the money to pay what needs to be paid, and that hurts. You need relief, and you need it fast. What do you do? Who do you call? I prescribe Making the Cash Call at 855-876-CASH to get up to $10,000 with no collateral. We'll complete the application in about 4 minutes, and the cash can be in your account as fast as tomorrow. Yeah, the money's a little expensive, but it can provide welcome relief from your cash headache, and it's a lot cheaper than a payday advance. Use it only as long as you need, then pay it back to keep your total interest expense down, because there's never a fee or penalty for early repayment. And then change your spending habits to keep the headache from coming back. So for quick cash relief, make the cash call at 855-876-CASH. That's 855-876-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now, I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. You know, I'm going to check the weather. It seems to me like the weather it's a little cloudy-ish, right? It's like,
The weather outside is frightful.
Isn't that a song?
But I'm sure it's delightful. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
What are you, in Cleveland?
It's a Christmas song, Dave.
I know, but let it snow? I don't want to snow in San Diego.
No, I only said that because I was in Albertsons last night with my son. We're getting just a few things. And I noticed off in the corner, there's already, before Thanksgiving, a very small Christmas section with a tree. And we haven't even approached Thanksgiving yet.
Well, the truth of the matter is, you want to tell you what's really going on there?
Merchandising.
That's exactly right. There's more money in Christmas than there is in Thanksgiving. I can't change that. Because Thanksgiving, it's that one day, whereas Christmas is like, well, it's a little pre-Christmas, it's a little post-Christmas, it's like the whole thing. Which, you understand, it's merchandising. What can you do? I got big plans for Thanksgiving this year, by the way?
Going to go over to actually my uncle's house in Dana Point, and the whole family is going to be gathering there. My grandmother from Temecula and my family here in San Diego, and it's going to be quite a number of us, and we might even, if I can get the day off, might even spend the night up there, so it should be fun.
Wow. I'm going to watch the Lions lose. Well, that's our family tradition.
Hey, don't lie.
We've been doing for quite some time. Okay. How long is it? Do I have this until what, 35?
You have 5 minutes.
Oh, okay, 5 minutes. I'm going to do this one anyway. I'm going to go back to a Martha Mary thing, and then I'm going to do the one that's going to freak everybody out right after that. I'm going to do the Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. A favorite portion for nobody that's a type A personality. Zero. Zippity. Here we go. Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. While they were traveling, he entered a village and a woman named Martha. Remember that we just did our Facebook post. A woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who also sat at the Lord's feet and was listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. And she came up and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? So tell her to give me a hand." The Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has made the right choice, and it will not be taken away from her." There's nothing like the Lord Jesus Christ bringing an end to a moment of sibling rivalry, is there? There's nothing like the Lord going, "You're wrong, this person's right." Let's just look at the situation. Martha, what do we know about Martha for sure? Type A personality, right? Come on, type A. You know the DISC thing that you've all taken? High D. High D, right? Off the charts. She's busy. She's a busy girl. She's like a chicken with her head cut off. And she's trying to serve and get everything done. Don't be, I don't know about that noise. That she's just running around like going, "Oh, we got to get this done. Oh, we got to get this done. Oh, we're having people over. Oh." Type A personality, chicken with her head cut off. What do we know about Mary? Not type A personality. Type B, probably high I or high C. As they say in the DISC world, you know what she's doing? She's chilling like a villain. She's just, that's right. It's cool. She's just hanging. She's having like a, you know, here's Martha. Blah, 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 blah. Here's Mary. Cool. You can see the difference right there. This is like my wife and me when we're talking about finances. This is a perfect example. I'm like the chicken. Blah, 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 blah. And she's like, well, the Lord will take care of it. It's like, I'm like, how could you say that so calmly? What is wrong with you? Right? You should be freaking out. So anyway, as the type A and type B personality sisters are kind of working through that process, here's what Martha has to say. Hey, Jesus, I'm working here. Can I get some help, please? It's like, I'm working here. I'm doing all this stuff. Can I get some help, please? And what she's doing is she's putting on others, she's putting on Mary what she puts on herself. And that's what a lot of us do. We put on others what we put on ourselves. We define it very specifically in verse 41. The Lord answers her, Martha, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things. Now, notice what Jesus didn't say. You're worried and upset about this dinner. He didn't say that. He goes, oh, no. Yeah, oh, no, sister. Let's get something straight. You're worried about a lot of stuff. You do this a lot. This is you. You're worried and upset about many things. Then he says this. And she was a worry wart. To be honest. Jesus said there's one priority not going to be changed. What was the priority? Listening to Jesus. You know, here's the end of the argument for people that say that doing is more than absorbing. You know, doing stuff is more important than listening and learning. Really? Not to Jesus. That's not true according to Jesus. He thought what Mary was doing was better than what Martha was doing. Yes, David, but Martha, she was busy doing, serving and stuff like that. Right, exactly. And then Mary, she's just sitting there at Jesus' feet going, wow, wow. And according to Jesus, he thought that was cool. Think about that when you're telling everybody how it is that they're supposed to be. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I think I'm going to have to do it. The big demon teaching. Ooh. In just a minute.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
This hour, the David Spoon Experience is sponsored by Dr. Ram Middleton Dentistry, home of the new patient free teeth whitening with cleaning exam and x-ray. Make your appointment by calling 858-459-1600. That's 858-459-1600.
KPRZ invites you to a private screening of Max Lucado's The Christmas Candle, a timeless holiday film for the entire family. On Thursday, November 21st, discover a new formula for miracles, good deeds, and acts of kindness. KPRZ's private screening is sponsored by Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy. Be a joy to a child this Christmas. RSVP to see The Christmas Candle on Thursday, November 21st, and find out how you can help Toys for Joy at KPRZ.com.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, of all the mistakes that people make with their money, underestimating investment risk is right at the top of the list. After 33 years of financial advising, I can tell you that very few people have an actual handle on how much money they could lose if the markets go the wrong way. Now, this is a critical piece of information and especially important if you're in the retirement red zone. Be aware, friends, there are numerous ways for you to secure your life savings and still generate an excellent rate of return without risking your principal. If you haven't reviewed your retirement planning, please give me a call for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, securing retirements for 33 years. Call me for your free consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my website, theretirementprofessor.com. That's theretirementprofessor.com. Or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Southern Gospel music is back. Sunday the 24th, don't miss the Liberty Quartet live at El Cajon Wesleyan Church. Sunday the 24th at 5.
When I think about the Ten Commandments on the wall.
Admission is free. A free love offering will be taken. Recording artist, the Liberty Quartet at El Cajon Wesleyan Church, 1500 East Lexington Avenue. For details, call 619-442-5941.
It makes me think.
Dr. Luana Stines can be heard every weeknight, Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. on KPRZ. Dr. Stines will be covering many controversial issues, including, can women preach the gospel? What will Jesus say about women? Is the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues for today? Is homosexuality acceptable before God? Join A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines every night at 9 p.m., Monday through Friday on KPRZ. Dr. Stines is the author of 3 books, Mission America, Golden Nuggets, and A Mother's Story, Part 1 and 2, which are available on Kindle. Paperback can be ordered at atouchfromabove.org. Dr. Luana Stines is the president and founder of A Touch from Above Ministries and Prayer Mountain. Join Dr. Luana Stines at 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on KPRZ. For more information, log on to atouchfromabove.org or call 760-789-6207. 760-789-6207. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 760-745-8105. That's 760-745-8105 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 760-745-8105.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway. 20 years experience, 40 years of classifications. See, now you know I'm reading it too much. I'm not even looking at the notes. That's a bad sign. 20 years of experience, 40 different classifications in regards to being licensed and bonded. Testimonies from people just like you. Active member in the BBB. The bottom line is, take a look outside, folks. It's going to be wetter in December, January, February, and March. You better get your roof checked. Who do you want to call? You want to call Excalibur Roofing, because all their estimates are free, because they do new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs, because they're people you can count on. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can also go to excaliburroofing.com. By the way, did I tell you I talked to Eric yesterday? He's going to be in the studio, like, we're trying to get that set up for like the 27th, but I also had a prayer request, so I asked him to pray. This is the kind of client, how much do you like a client where you call the client up and you say, hey, I need you to pray for me about this? I mean, how great is that? That's called great relationships. So we're just asking that the Lord bless them, and of course we want them to prosper and do well. They're spending money with the radio station, that part's awesome, but we're also doing stuff together to build the kingdom. That's even more awesome. So that's the good stuff. Okay. So I've been talking about this. Okay. Well, it's true. I have been talking about being a chicken with my head cut off.
Dave, sit down.
Now, is that a chicken? Is that a chicken with its head cut off, or is that just a chicken?
No, the head is intact.
Okay. No visuals, folks. It's radio. Here's what we're doing. We're going to talk about something that is just, I think astounding. When I read this morning and kind of caught the little flare on it and realized that it's going to be theologically people aren't going to go, oh, yay. You know what I'm saying? But it's so amazing if you see it in this context and see it in this view. Most of you know when I read scripture, I'm doing this devotional, and right now I'm in Deuteronomy, and I'm almost done with, I'm almost done? No, I'm actually in the middle of Deuteronomy, plus I'm also in Luke. So I'm splitting between the two. One day I do Deuteronomy, the other day I do Luke, right? And then it'll go, you know, on for the next one. It'll go to, you know, Joshua, and then it'll go John. And we just keep going. And so when I'm reviewing it, I take a look at the scriptures. I'm using two different Bible versions on purpose so I can get the two different translating kind of modes going. And they all say, I'll tell you, the variance between different Bible versions is less than 0.0001%. It's amazing. That's probably a better testimony than anything. And then people talk about, well, is the Word of God, is it reliable? Here's the big thing about the Word of God. Try it. It works. If you've never tried it, try it with faith. What's amazing? It works. It always has. It always will. Word of God coming to your life soon, whether you like it or not, especially at the end of the world. All right, so the bottom line on that, that's kind of a movie trailer kind of thing. But here's the thing. I'm in this Luke chapter 10 portion. And, oh, man, I'm going to talk about, the demons being subject and so on. It's really kind of cool. But listen to this. Listen to this. This is a mind blower. Okay, what do I got? 5 good minutes, right? Luke chapter 10, verse 17 through 18. Now, keep in mind, I'm going to revisit Luke 10, 17 later. Not today, but later. But right now, we're doing Luke chapter 10, verse 17 through 18. Please do not freak out to protect your doctrine. This is going to surprise you, okay? If Brian K. Smith is out there listening, listen to this, Brian. This is a mind blower. Luke chapter 10, verse 17 through 18. The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." He said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a lightning flash." Wow. Okay, so here we go. The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." He said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a lightning flash." So these guys, they're returning from the Lord's assignment from them. Okay, the Lord gave them assignment. Go out there, preach the gospel, heal the sick, advance the kingdom. They're coming back from that. And what are they coming back from that assignment with? The scripture says the 70 returned with joy. Why did they return with joy? Because they were working for the king. And when you're working for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace and the source of joy, you come back and you're just like, man, you're amped. They came back not just with joy, but with astonishment. Because they said, the 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons submit to us." I mean, they were astonished. They were involved in healings and in deliverances. They were casting out spirits and they were healing people. They were praying and watching the power of God unfold. It doesn't matter whether you believe the gifts are for today or not. You can't deny what took place here. It's irrelevant. Look at what they're talking about. They're freaking out. They came back with joy. They came back with astonishment. They came back with understanding because they said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." It's not because of them. It's because of Jesus and his name. So they come back with the work with joy, with astonishment, with understanding. And it says, Jesus says this, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a lightning flash." Now, there's a lot of people that are like, well, theologically, this is the moment for this, and this is this, and this is this, and blah, 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 blah. Can I go to sleep now? Okay. Hello, Davey. Okay, so here's the bottom line. The demons submitted to the disciples, the apostles, as they returned. Now, these weren't the 12. These were the 70, not just the 12. It's just the 12. Okay, well, then don't include this in Scripture. Just throw it out. The demons submitted, connecting Satan's falling like lightning, listen, to the demons submitting. You see, they said the demons are submitting to us, Jesus, in your name. And then Jesus goes, "I saw Satan fall like lightning." See how that's connected, right? Watch this. Why? Want to get blown away? Why? In other words, why? The demons are submitting to us, Jesus, in your name. Jesus goes, "I saw Satan fall like lightning." Why? Guess why? Because now, through Jesus Christ, people are prevailing against the enemy's army. For the first time ever, human beings in mass are standing against demons. Human beings have entered the spiritual fight. And Jesus goes, yeah, I see Satan falling like lightning. Why? Because it's not just Jesus. Now it's Jesus' disciples. There used to be no contest, and demons can do whatever they want. Now, in Christ, human beings can fight too. If you just look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, you see that we're in a warfare with principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. Maybe that's just through prayer. Maybe it's through a different avenue. I don't even care. What it means is that human beings are in the fray. We're in the fight. It's no longer just angels versus demons. Now it's also people in the name of Christ that can fight demons. Wow. How about that? How about that? Is that a mind blower? Is that tweaky? Is that a sci-fi fan? You're like going, yeah. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. When I come back, I got an even better portion to end with right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego.
But there's angels everywhere. If they're flying through the air, I can feel them when they're there. And there's nothing you
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
When car shopping, if saving time and money are important to you, then you need to visit the all-new BobBaker.com. There's new vehicles, plus the best of the best used vehicles with pictures, prices, and all the info at BobBaker.com. That's BobBaker.com.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the greatest financial fears of Americans is simply running out of money. The last thing that people want is to become dependent on their kids or their grandkids in those golden years. Retirement is the time of life when you want to be polishing that backswing and not your resume. And yet, the number of people who haven't put plans in place is shocking. Look, we all know that this is a world without a whole lot of guarantees, but one thing is clear. If you don't know where you're heading, you probably won't get there. So let's get together for your free retirement consultation and see if we can help to put your retirement puzzle together for you. Call me for your free visit at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your complimentary consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record and 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliburroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
Well, the government's overhaul of the reverse mortgage program took effect on October 1st. The new rules will limit the cash you receive at closing, but even bigger changes are coming in January with financial assessment, which may completely disqualify some seniors or reduce the cash received with property tax and insurance set-asides. Hey, Mark Larson here. Now's the time to enjoy the retirement you deserve with no mortgage payments and access the equity in your home today before the next set of changes. Join my friend Maron Aram and his team at Aramco Financial for the next dinner workshop. It's free at the Sheraton Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, December 5th at 6 p.m. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Maron today. He's one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. Reserve your seat by calling 866-600-1130, 866-600-1130, or Aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national. and Heavenly Talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Robo-producer and I just talking about a little demonology, having that discussion. It's kind of an interesting topic. And we're going to, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to do I don't know if we're going to do a whole week on it, because that's a lot, but we're going to be teaching on cults and talking about Christian cults and so on and so forth. And there's a demonic connection there. If you follow scripture, you understand that there's doctrines of demons. What? You should read Timothy and 2 Timothy sometime. You'll find doctrines of demons. Kind of fascinating stuff. But I wanted to say before we close, I want to close with this. Here's the coolest thing. We were just talking about demons, talking about Satan falling like lightning. Why? Because human beings are now in the fight. It's not just angels and demons anymore, folks. As a Christian, you're a part of the war. The spiritual war, the real war. There's only the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. All the other kingdoms are goofy. But the real war is the kingdom of light, the kingdom of darkness, and all that we're doing is for the kingdom of light. And the real facts of Christian living is that we are a part of that fight based on our decisions and our walk and how we function as a Christian. It has a lot to do with how that war works and doesn't work. But I wanted to finish this with this portion. I don't want to just leave you hanging there in the demon realm. I want to bring it back to this other element, and that's Luke chapter 10, verse 19 through 20, the very next two verses say this. Look, Jesus said, I have given you the authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will ever harm you. However, don't rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. So the disciples come back, and there's 70 of them, and they're all excited because they're watching the power of God manifest. They're sharing the authority of Jesus. They don't own it, but they share it. Jesus lets them borrow it, which he gives us when he gives us the Great Commission. But that authority is shared, the authority that Jesus has, and it's awesome. But Jesus says, however, don't rejoice about that, because that is a stepping stone. A mild feature of the kingdom of God. This has been my argument since we started this show. The real rejoicing, the real joy, the real great element is that your names are written in heaven. As great as it is to think that God has brought us into this warfare and given us an ability to overcome the enemy, to overcome demonic influence, to overcome sin through the blood of Jesus Christ, it's even better that we're going to heaven. And I will tell you this, shared authority with Jesus is awesome. Our names in heaven is more awesome. And here's what I want to say. People hate this when I do this, by the way. I don't care. The goal, watch this, is the goal. The goal is the goal, not the journey. I am so tired. It's all about the journey. I could care less about the journey if at the destination I'm not in heaven. I don't care about the journey. I care about the goal, receiving the end of my faith, the salvation of my souls. I care about my name in the eternal roles and living forever with God. That's the goal. Now, God may bring me through 1,000 different ways or brooks, so to speak, of trials to get there. Don't care. I want the goal. The goal is the goal. Not the journey. Now, you can have fun in the journey. You can grow in the journey. You can do this in the journey. But the journey is not the goal. The quest is not as good as the quest conquered. If you go through the quest and fail, who cares? You failed. Oh, well, it doesn't matter because it was the journey. It was the journey for naught. It has to be for something.
Yeah, there's no better luck next time.
Yeah. So what did a pastor say? Oh, a pastor on Sunday. You know what he said? He said, there's no U-Hauls behind hearses. Good line, Pastor Joshua. That was a good line. All right, folks. That's it. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. And we're taking a break. And you know, when we return, it's just the insanity of spoonanity. See you then.